Time now for a One Nation exclusive. President Biden bragged about getting him fired when he was vice president. But now Viktor Shokin, the former prosecutor general of Ukraine, is telling his side of the story. What did he discover while investigating Burisma when he was on the job in Ukraine? And when did he realize Devin Archer and Hunter Biden were working together against him? Joining us now to discuss this through an interpreter is Viktor Shokin. Why were you fired from your position by President Poroshenko?
I have said repeatedly in my previous interviews that Poroshenko fired me at the insistence of the then Vice President Biden because I was investigating Burisma.
So did President Poroshenko tell you that? That he wanted you to stay on the job, but there was pressure from Vice President Biden?
You understood me correctly. This is how it was. There were no complaints whatsoever, no problems with how I was performing at my job. But because pressure was repeatedly put on President Poroshenko, that is what ended up in him firing me.
What are your thoughts when you saw the tape of Vice President Biden speaking to the Council on Foreign Relations, saying you had 6 hours to fire you, or you're not going to get the $1 billion?
Not only the position of President Poroshenko, the office of President Poroshenko was humiliated, but the entire country of the Ukraine was humiliated. And I developed a very firm understanding of the fact that the Vice President was only acting in his own interests. He, generally speaking, handled Ukraine like it was his own backyard. He would put people that were suitable for him, he would arrange for them to be put in certain positions.
Why were you looking into Burisma?
The reason I oversaw the Burisma case was because I was the prosecutor general. Burisma was an ordinary case. There wasn't anything particularly different about it. The reason that I was handling it was because it deserved a special mention. It was on a list of cases to merit special attention, because Hunter Biden was involved with Burisma, and of course his father, the Vice President Biden at the time, oversaw Ukraine affairs for the White House. This is why.
Understood. Do you believe they were up to no good? Were they up to doing something corrupt with Burisma? Was the company of Burisma corrupt, as been alleged, in which since has been disbanded?
I have no doubt that there were illegal activities engaged in by Burisma. As a matter of fact, the criminal case had been started before me. It continued to expand, and Zlochevsky, who at the time held the post of minister and was the founder and CEO of Burisma, started bringing in people who could provide protection for him. Hunter Biden was among them. And the corruption network expanded as a result. So, yes, to answer your question, there's no doubt in my mind that Burisma was engaged in illegal activities.
Between the kids being home and hosting, everything in our house gets used up in summer. With Instacart, I can save money by stocking up on all my favorite summer brands. I save time by getting everything delivered in as fast as an hour. And I save myself a sink full of dirty dishes by stocking up on paper plates for the annual summer cookout. Save more on summer essentials? Spend more time enjoying summer. Add summer to cart. Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Devin Archer said you were a threat to Burisma. Do you agree?
Да.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
Why? Because you were going to find out what they were up to?
Because he understood, and so did Vice President Biden, that had I continued to oversee the Burisma investigation, we would have found the facts about the corrupt activities that they were engaging in that included both Hunter Biden and Devin Archer and others.
What corrupt activities did you suspect they were engaged in?
It would take half a day for me to discuss every single count, but I can say that Burisma illegally produced, sold, and utilized gas. Klochevsky, the founder of Burisma, recently made a plea deal with the prosecution in a case where he was accused of giving a $6 million bribe, which is the kind of money that you don't just give away if you're not really engaging in anything illegal. So his plea deal was to cover up a $6 million bribe that he gave earlier.
Do you believe that Joe Biden or Hunter Biden got bribes?
I do not want to deal in unproven facts, but my firm personal conviction is that, yes, this was the case. They were being bribed. The fact that Joe Biden gave away $1 billion in U.S. Money in exchange for my dismissal, my firing, isn't that alone a case of corruption?
The New York Times writes, on this year's offense, Shokin became a symbol of Ukraine's deeply ingrained culture of corruption. Wall Street Journal, something similar. Washington Post, something similar. What do you say to people who say it's you that are corrupt and that Joe Biden did the right thing, making sure you were fired?
I would appreciate if any of these highly respectable publications could come up with a single instance or a single example of my personal corruption or any offense whatsoever allegedly committed by me.
Why don't you sue then? Why don't you sue these publications for defamation?
I would gladly do that, but suing somebody costs money, and I simply don't have the money to do that because I'm a retiree and my monthly pension constitutes the equivalent of $800.
Has this damaged America's reputation in Ukraine?
There is no doubt that his actions have damaged the U.S. reputation in Ukraine. It is public knowledge. Everybody knows that it was because of Joe Biden's actions that Russia was able to claim Crimea without firing a single shot, which, of course, eventually led to a full-scale war that is currently underway. And I do talk about this in my book. But yes, the damage has been done, definitely. I have long been concerned about my personal safety and security. I've already died technically twice, as I was poisoned with mercury.
Viktor Shokin, thank you so much. Appreciate your time. Look forward to reading your book.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.